Davis and the Week of Weird Portal Visits. Written by Quillum. Read by God of Laundry Baskets. Fandom. Spider-Man, Spider-Verse. There's a kid with Miles's face tied to Aaron's punching bag, and he's saying the strangest things. Scared of Aaron. Scared of Miles. Half begging them to let him go, saying his dad from his dimension will die if they don't let him go. Aaron doesn't really get this. He doesn't really want to. There was a big mess earlier in the year, something with Fisk, but his work, Miles's work, it's been going smooth. He doesn't want this to get messed up, too. Why should I let you go? Miles asks, glove on the bag next to the doppelganger's head. The doppelganger looks at the glove with a complicated expression, looks at Miles, and then visibly gathers courage. I saw Dad's mural. I did the same thing for my Uncle Aaron. If I could save my uncle, any version of him, I would. I think you'd do the same for Dad. Your dad, Miles repeats, sneering. But Aaron can tell his kid's somewhat shaken, uncertain. Aaron trusts Miles, but Aaron's job is also to protect Miles. So he sits back in his corner, polishing his gun, just in case. Just in case. This kid isn't so safe as he acts. He doesn't want to hurt the other Miles. Not when their faces are so similar. Not when this kid hugged him and cried. Not when it could really be Miles. But Aaron's got just one kid, and the boy tied to his punching bag isn't that kid. You really need to let me go, the kid says. I just want to go home. I gotta save our dad. You just want to go home? Miles scowls. Then why pretend to be me? Why follow Uncle Aaron like that? Miles is giving too much away in his suspicion, in his fear. Aaron lets it happen because he's feeling that same paranoia. Miles moves to threaten the kid a bit, puts two fingers over the kid's head, just enough for the pressure to be there. The kid's face practically glows blue, pupils blown open for a sec. Aaron recognizes that look. Miles recognizes that look. This kid knows exactly what the Prowler can do. This kid... The chains around the punching bag fall to the ground, and the doppelganger jumps up and just sticks to Aaron's ceiling. Like a bug or something. That's kind of freaky. Aaron doesn't train his gun on the kid. Aaron just watches, ready to react. Miles sort of glances at Aaron, like, are you seeing this? And then just stares up at the ceiling as well. I don't really want to fight, other Miles says. And I don't really want to do the whole, like, being tied up and beat up thing either. I already got beat up once today, and I don't think we're on opposite sides here. Miles scowls up at the ceiling, stares at Aaron, kind of like he's thinking. Aaron gives a thumbs up in a sort of, I'll support you no matter what sort of way. Miles nods and looks back at the ceiling. Just don't mess with us. The kid on the ceiling makes a face and says, you should stop being... Oh, wait, is Prowler, like, bad here? Because in my Earth, he was trying to murder me. Aaron sits up and says, I was what? Miles says, don't apply your subjective morality. They all stop and freeze a bit, and ceiling Miles says, you have a choice, you know. Uncle Aaron chose not to kill me in the end. And how did that turn out for him? Miles asks frostily. There's a long, awkward silence, and then ceiling Miles says, not great, but it can turn out great for you? Ha! How? Miles barks out a short, disbelieving laugh. You march in here, Dad's still alive, coasting through life, and act like you understand everything? Like you can just tell us how to live. You're lucky we haven't shot you already. Ceiling Miles bristles and says, murder is wrong! Like some sort of Kellogg's commercial. Aaron tries not to visibly wince. His Miles also bristles. Kind of uncanny how similar the two look. You don't get to come in here with your high horse and... The budding debate is cut short by the appearance of one Miguel O'Hara. Aaron learns a few things about other Miles in quick succession. One, he is in big trouble with some other big guys. Two, he prefers running over fighting. Three, he sucks at fighting. Aaron watches other Miles get grabbed, flung like a ragdoll, and smashed through a few roof tiles. There's gravel digging under the kid's skin, Aaron knows. The kid shouts, he jokes, but doesn't ask for help, not even when he's clearly out of it, bloody and bruised like this. Even after Aaron and Miles took down the big guy with the garage and picked other Miles up for some uncertain reason. Aaron doesn't know why he fought the big guy to help other Miles, let alone why Miles did it, but they're in agreement, so it works. We can't bring him home, Miles says, panicked. What will we say to Mom? I don't know, Aaron says, and stares at the massive Miles-shaped hole in his wall. But we cannot stay here. He tries not to think about what this means for their futures. Draped over Aaron's shoulder, other Miles groans. His bracelet. Need his bracelet. This is not the time for fashion statements. Aaron looks at the kid, at the unconscious man on the floor, and thinks, yeah, okay, whatever. Except when he's bending down to reach for the bracelet, the kid glitches or something and starts doing that thing that Miles does, that noise he makes when he's in pain and trying to keep quiet. Oh, Aaron thinks. This other Miles isn't his kid. But they're close enough. Close enough that Aaron can't let things go. Some white guy appears in Miles's bedroom. Voom! Giant orange portal. White guy. Aaron points his gun. White guy puts up his hands and says, I don't want to fight. Miles, please tell them I don't want to fight. He's with me, other Miles says, from where Miles is picking gravel from his back. I think. I am, white guy says, looking painfully earnest. But Miles, you know, we were thinking... Miguel was thinking too, other Miles says lowly. It might be best if you stay here, just for a bit. Other Miles makes a fist and shouts, you don't get to choose that, Peter! Peter smiles wryly, looking tired. The bracelet doesn't work for you, does it? So what? Just let me go home! Miguel doesn't care if you die or not, Miles. Peter interrupts, and other Miles shuts up immediately. You're an anomaly. Other Miles's knuckles go white. So what? I got away from all of you. I just need to watch my dad for 2 days. Make sure he gets past the ceremony. Then what, Miles? Peter's voice is soft, gentle. Aaron thinks he hates this guy. Your universe collapses. My universe will collapse if you let this happen! Other Miles snaps. You heard what Spot said, that he was going to take everything from me, that he was going to destroy everyone I care about.
We won't let that happen, Miles.
Yeah, until there's another canon event that just needs to happen, right? Peter winces and then says, Miles, there are some sacrifices that
I think,
Miles says calmly, not looking up from where he's picking pieces out of other Miles's back. That it's time for you to go, Peter. Peter opens his mouth, stares blankly at other Miles, shuts his mouth, shakes his head, says, Kid, I'm glad you're okay, and I hope you'll forgive us someday. Peter goes back into his swirly portal. Aaron glares. The portal wasn't that cool anyway. Other Miles looks at Miles and asks quietly, Why are you helping me? My dad's dead, Miles says quietly. I've spent too many nights wishing he wasn't. Aaron, too. The next portal comes with something like newspaper clippings. Aaron supposes he'll just have to get used to all these interdimensional visits so long as they're keeping other Miles in the house. But the person who comes in is strange, to say the least. He's different. Human, clearly. But also very clearly not of their world. He's sometimes black and white. Sometimes in color. Looks like he was made with scrapbooking. You're the anomaly, he tells other Miles, who immediately bristles.
I know. Miguel told me. Peter told me. Gwen admitted it.
No, I mean... The strange person shakes his head, grinning. Why would an anomaly have canon events? Does that make sense to you? Other Miles says,
Wait, so you're saying?
Gwen's got the whole gang together, mate. Time to go beat the villain of the week. Aaron doesn't know what compels his Miles to say, I'm going with you. But Miles knows his kid. Heart too big for his own good, and too reckless by far. It's a given, really. That Aaron also walks through that portal. The end.